AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at podbean.com, Business on the Edge podcast. We have a free or premium content out there, and you can also pick that up on iTunes as well. San Jose Women's Business Examiner subscription, that is absolutely free, so you can go out there and get that. In fact, the latest and greatest article was published at midnight last night. Working late. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrations. It is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. You know, every week I like to thank our listeners for tuning in, for just taking the time to tune into this show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business development growth and entrepreneurship growth. You can always call into the show, get your comments and questions on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You were born to win. But to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. That is Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar was known as one of the best salesmen on the planet. You were born to win. You were born to win. You were born to win. Get that. But to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. Attitude has so much to do with how well you will, or how much you will win, or how much you're willing to take. You have to expect to win, and when you expect to win, even when you have those losses or those ebbs in trying to get to that next level, trying to get your business going, you have to expect to win. And you have to expect, and we say this, we have to expect to win, but you have to expect that there are going to be some hard times. There's going to be some ebbs, and there's going to be some flows. There's going to be some disappointments. There's going to be some victories. There's going to be all of it wrapped up in one package. But at the end of the day, you have to plan, prepare, and expect. And what you expect the most of, if you expect more losses, and I just that, oh, woe is me, then you can expect to enjoy a whole lot of that, if you like. So my power question to you tonight, how do you really, really, really write a business plan? How do you really, really, really write a business plan? If you're serious, if you are a serious entrepreneur, if you're really a serious small business entrepreneur, you should be asking a lot of questions. Why aren't you planning? Why? I work with so many small businesses, and I see the same pattern. I see the same trends. I'm working. I'm working. I don't have time to plan. I'm working because you're trying to make that next sale. Sometimes you need to not focus on making that next sale, for example. Maybe you need to focus on your marketing. Because when you get yourself out there, you could get more people in through marketing and advertising than I just got to get that next sale. You live on that week to week kind of hamster wheel that I talk about. Realities about business plans. And tonight I'm just going to talk to you about this, the whole kind of the structure of a plan. If you're a well thought out business plan should be at least 20 pages. It should be at least 20 pages. You should really be thinking through your plan. I have a plan that I'm working on. I have several plans I'm working on with clients. And I have one plan that's about 40 pages long. And not that you know, you need to have something to say in all those pages, but it is a well thought out plan. They are trying to take their business to another level, an exceptional level. You know, I said, you know, at the start of the show, the latest and greatest article that I had to get out of my sick bed to make a deadline that I almost totally forgot about to write an article. And I wrote an article last night on how to write a business plan. This is a series. Now, this is not an uncommon question on the web. You can find tons of business plans, tons of examples. How do you write your plan? The one that impacts your future, the one that influences your business, the one that gets your target customers' attention. How do you write that plan? The reality about business plans is that not everyone will know how to develop a plan. In fact, most people do not know how to write a plan. I didn't when I started out. I didn't. I learned in a very, you know, the school of hard knocks and wrote a very, very good plan and was able to get funding. And that was the goal. It was to get funding. Now, I can talk until I'm blue in the face about, and I've said it a million times on the show, write your plan, write a plan, write a plan, write a plan, write the plan, get the plan down. There's a national study, and the national study says that 33% of business owners said they have a formal business plan. 33% of business owners in a national survey says they have a formal business plan. Now, that's about, and if I round that number 30%, you got 70% of people, business owners, that do not have a plan.
Say what?
67%, if I'm being totally specific. So, and one of the major factors why a small business fails, is because they don't have a business plan. Now, what's interesting is that you can be in business for 10 years. Now, statistically, if you're in business, according to SBA, if you're in business for 10 years or more, you have a greater percentage rate of staying in business. Now, what I would say is that if you don't have a business plan, write it, because you're going to increase your ability to stay in business. Why? Because a business plan uncovers things that you are not thinking about. You're not thinking about. So write your plan. And you now, like I said, not everyone knows how to write a plan. So you should write the plan, but literally you might have to have someone else working on that business plan. So let's talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts. Why do I need a business plan? That's like the number one question I get from people. Why do I need a business plan? I'm not looking for funding. Well, you don't just need a business plan because you're looking for funding. You need a business plan because it's a roadmap. It's a roadmap to your success. So let me ask you a question. Do you want to be successful? You want to reach some of the goals that you need to reach in your business? Have you thought about what your SWOT analysis, what are your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? Writing a business plan gets the conversation going. When you think about your business and you have it all in your mind, and guys do this so much, it's so funny. You know, especially our young men. It says, you know, they're like, I have this great plan. Oh, I have this great business. And I says, well, do you have a plan? Oh, it's in my head. I'm like, well, you need to pull that thing out of your head and stick it on some paper or stick it in a Word doc. It gets the conversation going about what will and will not work for your business plan. And when you write the plan, and if you've been in business and you write the plan and you start talking about the plan, then you find out that, oh, that's why that doesn't work. Why do some customers pay and other customers don't? When you write the plan, you find out. In fact, we're gonna talk to someone on the show, one of our guests, that We've been working through their plan, and it's been an ongoing business. And I get it. Sometimes you just don't have time. You just don't, or you don't know how, and you know, these different factors. But I would say to you is, get some help. Get someone to help you. And I'll give you an opportunity later in the show to get information to me, or maybe a plan that you've been working on, and that we can review it and you know, have some discussions about it. But writing a plan gets the conversation going, and it allows you to look at what works and what doesn't work. And so you begin to ask a series of questions. You begin to ask, if you have a skilled plan writer, I write plans. And so working with my clients, I'm asking questions in there, and I'm poking holes through their ideas that they're talking about, because I'm trying to understand, will this really work? It sounds great, but I don't know that it would really work. So let's start poking holes in it. Because if you do need funding, then what's going to happen is a funder is going to ask that same question. So you want to plug your holes. You want to plug your holes. You want to fine tune your ideas. You want to target your customers well. I get answers like, who's your target audience? Who's your target market? And they might say something like, everyone. I'm like, what? Everyone on the planet? That can't be right. Really? You know, if it's in some specific industry, well, you know, and it's a musician, well, everyone likes his music. All age groups. I was like, well, who's buying his music the most? Let's start there. Who's buying the music the most? So you really have to do your homework and think about it. Even social entrepreneurship, you really have to understand who's really going to be attracted to those products and services that you are offering. Is there a need for it? Are you solving a problem? You have to start asking those questions. And when you're solving the problem, you're always going to have a group of people that could be your target customer that doesn't want to pay anything. They're going to want everything that you have for free. And those are the people that you're going to feel sorry for. And you're like, oh, I'll just forget about those guys. Don't even, you know, let them, don't feel sorry for them. Don't do a lot of pro bono work. Don't worry about that, because you have a group of people on the planet that are just takers, and they're going to take everything that they can from you if you let them, you know. So you have to be smart when you're doing pro bono work and things like that, but you want to start asking the right questions. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our show guests, and we're going to talk a little bit more on getting your plan written well and what you really should be asking and how to answer those questions when you ask them. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm like, what is that? He's gone. What is that? Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. So we're talking about really business planning and smart business planning and what you really need to do. But before we get back into that, I have a show guest on that I want her to share a little bit about 401k rollovers and the benefit of that, and really connecting with her to you know, make some decisions about your retirement planning. That's absolutely important. And, you know, I get into this part with regards to small businesses in a very creative way. But for now, let's keep it simple. Maram Alawat from New York Life is on the air with us. And Maram, share a little bit with us on, you know, the 401k rollover and how people can get connected with you to, you know, move their 401k in the direction they want it to go and really realize the goals that they want for their retirement.
Great. Well, thank you, Margaret, for your time on the show. First, let me give the connection point, because that's going to be the most critical thing here, and that is my phone number, my cell, which I carry 7 days a week, and that is area code 916-847-6481. Again, area code 916-847-6481. And to keep it simple, as you suggested, I mean, what we most commonly see is people, you know, leaving employment, moving from state to state or taking another job, and oftentimes either leaving their 401k behind at the previous employer or just, you know, not knowing how to invest their 401k because they never really had the time to look at where their funds were. So there's a lot of benefits in rolling over if you've left your job or if you're over 59 and a half and you're ready to do something else with your 401k. Some of the most, I guess, relished benefits are, you know, if with New York Life, for example, a lot of people like to turn their 401ks into pensions. Companies don't offer pension plans anymore. And, you know, statistically, people outlive their 401ks. They spend the money early in retirement, and then they run out. So one way to guarantee future income is to turn that actual retirement plan, which is very temporary, into a permanent pension plan, which will give you a check for the rest of your life until the day you die. So that's a very common reason people whose companies didn't have pensions or who have limited amounts in their 401k prefer to, you know, roll it over into some type of retirement plan that offers a permanent check for the rest of their life. The other benefit of rollovers is, you know, New York Life specifically has, for example, annuities that allow for a death benefit payout, which is equal to the premium you put in. So people worry, well, hey, I'm transferring over my, you know, $200,000 that I've worked my whole life for. What if the market goes down? What if I die while the money is in there? Well, we have specific annuities that will guarantee that your premium, your initial deposit, is guaranteed as a death benefit with no medical underwriting. And so basically, if you pass and your account value is worth more, then of course you get the higher account value, you get the money in your account. But if, you know, the market's down or you've had a few bad years and your $200,000 is only $100,000 now and you pass, you still get your original premium of $200,000 back in the form of a death benefit. So that type of security is only offered through annuities that are provided through insurance companies. Only insurance companies can back 401ks with insurance policies. So that's one of the huge reasons we see people rolling over into our company specifically. One other thing we do, which is really important for those people who are more focused on the timing of the market and things that are happening in their fund, is we offer what's called dollar cost averaging, where we can move your funds at various incremental times during the market versus when it's just sitting in your 401k and it's not moving unless you go online and try to move it or talk to some 1-800 number with some provider you don't know and try to move it. We can actually set it up so that money is moving slowly at various times in the market, maximizing the potential to hit a good market timing, and therefore just, you know, basically using strategies to maximize that retirement lump sum you have.
Thank you so much, Maran, for that. You're so informative in terms of really helping the audience and helping people really get into the right instruments that will work for them when they retire. Again, the best way to get a hold of Maran is her cell phone number is 916-847-6481. That's 916-847-6481. And connect. You obviously can see that she's extremely knowledgeable about the instruments and what your advantages and disadvantages are. But definitely connect with Maran. She is absolutely fantastic. Maran, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Margaret. You have a great weekend.
You too. So let's get back to the business planning, because I want to get to my next guest that's going to ride the rest of the show out with me. You may remember Financial Education Services, Ruth Bandera Stein, who interviewed me probably a couple of months ago. And so before we go to a break, I'm going to share a little bit of information. Business owners who reported having a formal written business plan were more likely to say that in the next 12 months, they, number one, plan to add jobs at their companies, 32% with plans and 19% with no plan. And I'm going to give you a little bit more statistics when we come back. You're going to be surprised at these numbers. And hopefully that encourages you to take that next step and really get that plan going. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I left off with statistics. And if you're just tuning in, it wasn't a question. My statement was business owners who reported having a formal written business plan were more likely to say that in the next 12 months, they plans had jobs at their companies, 32% with plans, 19% with no plan. And this is to answer the questions, why should I do a business plan? Why should I do a business plan? Even if you've been in business for years, why? Because you're asking questions and you're dealing with things that you're not thinking about, and you're able to find the potholes that are in your company. If you're running a business, why there's leaks, and you can figure those things out. And then anticipate, here's another reason, when they have a business plan, anticipate increasing capital spending, 39% with a plan, 28% no plan. Expect revenues to increase, this is awesome, 62% with a plan, 51% with no plan. And here's one that's also very, very good. Intend to apply for new credit. That's not even a loan. That's just new credit. 26% with a plan, 14% with no plan. What does a plan do? It gives you an advantage that you do not currently have without a plan. And I am going to bring on my next guest, Financial Education Services, Ruth Vandera Stein. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. That last statistic is intend to apply for new credit. And one of the things that you do at Financial Education Services is help businesses get credit without using their Social Security number, and they're using their company tax ID number. So, and they get their DUNS number and all of that. So tell us a little bit about that, and we'll get a little bit more into some of this plan stuff.
Yes, we have a program that helps people establish credit on their corporation or their LLC. You can't do it on a sole proprietor because you use your Social Security number on the sole proprietor. But if you have a corporation or an LLC, there's ways to establish credit completely on your entity where it's not going to touch your Social Security number. It takes about 6 to 12 months to develop. And we have a program that gives you the resources to go in and start opening accounts. You start out with net 30s, and what that means is you will purchase a product from one of the vendors that we have online, and they'll sell it to you on a net 30. You have to pay the bill within 30 days or less. And if you do that, you will establish an 80 paydex score. And an 80 paydex score is equivalent to a 760 FICO score.
Wow.
So the difference about business credit versus your personal credit, you can fix your personal credit with the negative late payments and the different things on your credit report. But if you damage your business credit, you can't fix it. So it's very important that you pay your bills on time or early to establish an 80 paydex score, and then you can start to obtain the larger loans. Once you create this system, we want you to have 5 net 30 accounts, and then that will roll you into credit cards because we guarantee $50,000 within 6 to 12 months of entering our program, and they're $10,000 credit cards, and you're able to reuse them as you pay them off, and then that rolls you into the loans. So there's a lot of funding out there. It's always best to go to your bank to get the best rates, but we're here for the people that don't want to use their Social Security numbers. You don't want to put your house at risk if something happens with your business.
Lots of information. Ruth, that is a lot of great information. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to drill in that next segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm
welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm on my soapbox tonight. I want your businesses to realize the best results, the best results. I really, really do. And I stay connected to different types of events, and I'm fortunate that I get to be around really, really interesting people. And tomorrow I am going to be in Milpitas, and I'm going to be at the Small Business Resource Event and Town Hall. And I'm going to be there with Assemblymember Canton Chu of District 25. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Come out. If you're a small business owner, come out. Say hello to me. Let me know that you're listening to this show and that you are interested in either starting your business, you got your business going, you got things going on, that maybe you have some questions, you want to come out there and, you know, talk about your business. And let me tell you, there are several different associations and commerces that are going to be out there that could help you with a lot of your information, as well as myself. Berryessa Business Association, I'm actually on the board. They have the Berryessa Business Association, Fremont Chamber of Commerce, Newark Chamber of Commerce, Milpitas Chamber of Commerce, San Jose Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce, Santa Clara Chamber of Commerce, and radio host Margaret Jackson. We are all co-hosting this event with Assemblymember Canton Chu. I'm honored to be a part of it. And this resource, it's a free small business resource fair with the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development for the Go Biz program. If you don't know what the Go Biz program, you need to come out and find out about that. That is about getting small businesses money and funding so you can realize greater successes in your business and learn how to access state and local resources designed to assist your small business. So a lot of good stuff happening out there. And so Ruth and I are going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the benefits of a business plan. Now, Financial Education Services is a fantastic company, just fantastic, Ruth. You're doing a great job there. And you've been in business for a while. And we're just now really getting to the place where you feel like you have some breathing room that you can really work on your plan. And your business is doing great. So, but you're seeing that now that we're kind of diving into the plan development and really asking questions and talking about things that you haven't had a chance to talk about, that it's uncovering some things.
Right. Well, you know, Margaret is working with me on my business plan. I've been in business since 2007, and everybody always told me you have to have a business plan, you have to write down your goals, and you always have full intentions on doing it, but you never get to it because you're so busy doing everything else. But Margaret has finally got me working on the business plan, and it has been very successful. She's opened my eyes about what clients to go after, who your base is. People always ask you, well, who are your clients? And you think everybody's your client, but you find out that there's a specific niche that you really need to focus in on, and then you know where to spend your money. That's because most small business owners don't have money to advertise, but when you work with Margaret, she helps you figure out the little money you do have, where to place it to get you the best results.
And it's been so fun working with you, Ruth, on your plan. We laugh a lot while working through the plan because it's like, oh, wow. You know, we look at past performance. You have some great past performances with your company. And then we look at the what I would call the slugs in terms of the consumers. On, you have some that pay well and some that don't pay well. And we began to really talk about what those trends were. And now we know that with your business, it's like, hey, we can target that specific market. And not only that, we went as far as to look at what the trends were around the country, because your business is national. It's not just Bay right. Area. It's national. You can help anyone restore their credit in terms of improving their opportunities to get funding for, you know, or getting their credit score up so they could buy a house or a car, or even with your small business loan. When you get a small business loan, you know what? They're going to look at your personal credit score.
Right, and that's what we're here for. We're here to help you build your business credit, but we're also here to help you fix your personal credit so you will have two strong lines of income.
That's absolutely right. And so you're like, well, I don't have any money. Sometimes, like when you have those people that don't pay, right? And you have these invoices out. And one of these companies, this is such a cool company that I just came across in the last week or so. And you might be familiar with Fundbox. Now, if you're familiar with factoring, like Prestige Capital, that will help you keep your cash flow going. And that's high dollars. Keep your cash flow going so you can, you know, accomplish the projects for your customers that you have. Well, Fundbox is kind of like that for the small guy. And so Fundbox puts you in control of your cash flow. So they'll clear invoices as low as $100, as low as $100. So when you have those invoices out there, you can, you know, go sign up for free at Fundbox. It's a free account. And actually, and some of their partners, Intuit. Intuit is fantastic. So if they're partnering with Intuit, you know, that builds their credibility right there. But you can connect with them. You get cash up front. Use the funds for whatever you need. No hidden fees. Fair and transparent pricing. And this is right there on their website. You can get the same thing. Get started in as little as 30 seconds. There's a lot of different ways of getting creative with getting money you need in terms of cash flow, getting money you need for creative funding for your business plan. So maybe you're expanding, maybe you're growing. In fact, financial education, Ruth, you guys are growing because you're going to start doing larger groups of, well, you do pretty nice sizes of training classes now, but you want to get training classes to those that are a little bit more underprivileged.
Right, right. We're always helping people to fix their credit and create their business credit. And we have all different levels of clients to help them get moving forward.
Absolutely. So, Ruth, how can our listeners get connected with you? You won't regret it. You are amazing. You know, I tell people, Ruth will pull a rabbit out of her hat. I don't know how she does it. She gets it done. I've seen, you know, credit scores, my customers' credit scores skyrocket because of the work that, and I know that you can't guarantee it, but the proof is in the pudding. You know,
right.
If you want to.
We don't guarantee it, but we don't charge you unless we get results.
Right.
So there's a small setup fee to help us with the postage and that type of thing, but we don't charge the full fee in advance. We only get our money if we get you results. And you can reach us at 888-977-1222. And if you want to see more information about business credit, the website is wantbusinesscreditnow.com. And the credit repair site that has a lot of videos on how to take care of late payments, collections, those type of things, that's F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, experts, experts.com.
It just doesn't get any better than that. And again, if you're not thinking about what you need to be thinking about, you need to be thinking about and asking questions like, what are my objectives? What are my keys to success? What are my strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And how do I write those things out? And if you can write your business plan in small little chunks of just pieces, you can answer those questions. And so when we come back, a little bit more on that and a little bit of offer, a small offer for me that'll help you out, get moving on your business plan. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have had a wild ride tonight. Get serious. Let's get serious about this business development. Let's get serious about it. Before we get out of here tonight, I have to tell you, planning to win is entirely up to you. How far you go, and you saw the statistics, or you heard the statistics, how well your business can do with a business plan versus without a business plan. And without a business plan, it doesn't mean that you won't have any successes. It just means that you will be limited on those successes. And it also means that you're more likely to probably, you know, go out of business at some point. You know, we look at that 5-year mark, according to SBA, you start seeing businesses go out of business because they don't, and it's a number of things. It's not just not having a business plan, but a business plan sure can solve a lot of problems and allow you to look into the future. You know, a business plan, we look 3 to 5 years into the future for you. And so you want to have that foresight as much as possible. We can't guarantee how the economy is going to be. We can't guarantee whether or not you're going to have these huge successes, but you certainly can put yourself in a better position if you plan. He says, well, what are my keys to success? How do I write keys to success? Keep it simple. 3 to 5 keys to success, for example. Number one, our company is going to work with integrity. That's a key to success. People like integrous people. So that's an example of if you can, my objective, I want to break even. And once we break even, we want to have a profit margin at least 30% above the break-even point. That's an objective. That's a solid objective that you can have for your plan. And so it's not rocket science, but you can break it up into bits and pieces so that it's easier to write, or to at least have some business plan notes, some way of saying, okay, I'm going to put all of the information down that I can, and then I'll have someone who's a skilled writer or technical writer that can help put this plan together. And if you want me to take a look at your business plan or whatever you have, you can connect with me at On the Edge, at Business on the Edge. There is a nominal fee for me to go through the plan of a 20-page plan or less, and that's $25 if you want me to do it. And we'll sign a non-disclosure agreement, and I'll go through it, and I'll give you some suggestions and push you in the right direction so you can get it moving forward. And I prefer for people to write their own plans, but it's not always realistic. It's just the way it is. So if you want me to take a look at your business plan, or you want some suggestions on writing the business plan, I have kind of like this little kit, then you can get that as well. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I want to help you get your skin in the game, put a little bit of juice behind it, and let's get you moving forward. Let's get you moving forward and for a plan. 20 pages or less.
I want to interrupt and say that you need to call Margaret. She's got a lot of great ideas, and she gets you excited again about your business and what you're going to do with it.
And I appreciate that interruption. It's hard, kind of promoting yourself, and I appreciate that, Ruth. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And connect with Ruth with regards to your credit, with regards to getting your business credit. You just cannot, I mean, that's just creative. There's so much creative way of getting new money and getting new credit. Also, check SnapCap, snapcap.com, if you want to look at a creative way of getting some funding up to $600,000. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a great weekend.